What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Found Bites, a game review series. My name is Brian, and I'll be your host. If you don't know about us, we're all about finding and testing out small, high-quality video games. And this week is another Tales and Sales episode, where we do a quick rundown of some first impressions for five small games, and then highlight some games from our discussion catalog that are currently on sale on major platforms. Alright, without further ado, let's get into some games, starting with Carrion. This is a game that is available on PC, Mac, and all major consoles. I put in about 2 to 3 hours on PS5 with this game. This is a 2D horror action game. It's super pixelated. It's very unique, though, because it's kind of this sci-fi thriller, much like a movie like Alien, but instead of playing as some of the characters, you're playing as the monster villain. So you're kind of crawling in vents and pulling enemies, which would be regular humans, sort of in weird directions and doing all kinds of crazy things. So it's almost like being in that type of movie, but you are the bad guy. And so I think that's a really interesting premise. And again, I think it's pretty unique. The game is fairly linear, I think. There's some action puzzling going on, but nothing too crazy so far that I've seen. You will get power-ups or different abilities, and some of the action is a bit satisfying. Like I said, you might have to, you know, sneak and pull one human here and pull one there and not get noticed or shot or anything like that. While progressing through this game, I did get turned around a lot, I feel. I'm unsure if backtracking is a thing, if it's possible, or if it's beneficial, because there's no map, so sometimes the game actually does loop a bit back to somewhere you've gone before. And so at times I feel like I was a bit aimless or didn't quite know where to go because couldn't really explore. It does seem weird because it has a Metroid vibe to it, whether it's the setting or the concept, but there isn't that sort of open exploration, so that contrast was a bit confusing for me. Again, I think the idea is interesting, but it comes off as more as like this linear kind of beat-em-up game, or like pull-em-apart game, and so I think it could be good for a couple sittings. I think you could probably get through it in that amount of time, but it's not something that I'm really going to invest a lot of time into. Next up is a game called Fran Bao. This game is available on PC, mobile, and all major consoles. I put in about 1 to 2 hours with this game, and then I kind of passed it on to my wife. She put in about maybe 2 hours more. It's this 2D puzzle adventure game, and it's got like a psychological horror vibe to it. The vibe definitely is the draw for this game. It reminds me a lot of Tim Burton. It's very Tim Burton, I would say visually, and also in the concept, and you know, you've got different species of things or bugs or whatever that are talking, and a lot of kind of weird, tricky, intricate things going on here that might mess with your mind. It's kind of obscure in what you're doing. It's really just exploring and maybe even fetching for things. You're going to be moving around in rooms, and there's a couple things in the room that you could search or interact with, and then you have to kind of figure it out from there. So it's like solve whatever puzzle for the room you're in and then advance. It's an interesting vibe, like I said. It's not my type of game in terms of the gameplay, so if you're into the vibe, you might want to check it out, but otherwise, maybe kind of pass on this. Next up is a game called In Stars and Time. This is available on PC, Switch, and on PlayStation, so not on Xbox. I put in a little more than an hour on PS5 with this game. I did not get far, and the reason for that is the intro sequence for this game is, I feel, pretty unbearable. It's super reading heavy, and I think the dialogue is just over the top. The writing is really rough. It's kind of self-serving. It's talking in circles a lot. It's, if you're in a traditional role-playing game and someone has a lot to say, right, you're kind of scrolling through or trying to get them to hurry up. I found that I was doing this so much, and at times it's just not moving fast enough, the dialogue boxes. The game is super excess in terms of fan service. Again, that might be up your alley, but it's just like a lot of exposition dump about who these characters are in the first like 2 minutes without me actually learning it for myself. So I wasn't really a fan of that spoon feeding. I would say the combat and the concept seem really good and interesting. It's kind of like supposedly you're in a time loop and you're kind of doing a similar, you know, role-playing kind of turn-based battle. So I might want to get back to it in terms of that, but it's really making it difficult, this kind of intro sequence. But maybe after a little bit of time, I will try to get back into it because I have seen reviews that say it's pretty good, but time will tell. Next up is a game called Railbound. This is available on PC, Mac, mobile, Switch, and Xbox. I believe Xbox One. This is not on PlayStation, so pretty much everywhere, but I put in about 8 to 10 hours with this on Switch. Really fun puzzle game. And that's pretty much all this is. It's just a straight up puzzle game. And it has to do with trains and putting down tracks and trying to get cars to attach in the correct order on the train before it can go. But then, of course, there are a lot of different aspects that make it more challenging. They add where, like, you have to open gates with switches on particular tracks, or you have to pick up passengers. Specific cars have to pick up specific passengers. The concept and the execution for this game is really simple. It's very basic, but it gets extremely complex, I feel, with some of these puzzles taking hours or even like a day or two where I'd have to put it down and come back to it. And there's a lot of content here. I think there's over 100 levels at least. Really nice for just mind teasers, things that, you know, if you want to get your brain going, this game definitely has a lot of that. And it's also great to play with a friend. My wife and I have been playing it, and you know, sometimes we'll, if one of us gives up, we'll pass it back to the other, and then they'll do something, and then the other person will be like, oh, wait, I see that, or whatever. So it's really nice to kind of play in tandem. There's really no lore or anything like that with this game. And what I do like about that, though, is that as soon as you start the game up, you're in the first puzzle. It's like not wasting any time, just throwing you right in. So not like a super intense game, but something that you can definitely play in passing, come back to at any time. So I definitely recommend Railbound. And finally is a game called The Swapper. This is available on PC, Mac. It came out on PS3, but it's on PS4 and on PlayStation Vita, and it's cross-buy with PlayStation console and Vita, as well as Xbox One, and it also came out on Wii U, so nothing on Switch, but it is on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. I put in about 1 to 2 hours on PlayStation. My wife kind of played this in tandem with me. She was playing it a lot, and I kind of helped out with a bunch of levels, so she probably put, all in all, maybe like 5 hours into it. This is a 2D puzzle kind of platformer. It's not so much like you're really going about platforms, but you are doing some jumping, and you're in these levels that are kind of a single screen where you have to figure out how to, you know, solve that puzzle and move on to the next thing. Super interesting. I think the challenges are very unique. There's a lot of learning about what certain things do, certain lights that you can't do things in. Really not much in terms of vibe or character in this game. A lot of it is kind of just like not really explained, or at least there might be some kind of dialogue or cutscene, but it's not really consequential in terms of the puzzling. It's pretty much a standard puzzle game. I don't really think there's much more to it. I do like the idea that it's cross-buy. I think that's very nice. And I actually think I got this game on PlayStation Plus a while back. But in terms of a puzzle game, it's kind of run-of-the-mill, and nothing really added in terms of extra character. But if it's something that you might want to check out, if you check out the trailer and it looks interesting, maybe check it out. But I think there are a lot more puzzle games out there that are a little bit better. All right, now let's get into some sales. And let's start with PlayStation. Right now, there is a sale going on that is ending on August 14th, and there are a bunch of games involved in that, and starting with a game called Cocoon, which is a recent episode. Cocoon is on sale for $14.99 in this PlayStation sale. Definitely check that out. A nice, interesting puzzle game from a top-down view. Check out our episode on that. Chance of Sinnar is on sale for $13.99. That's a great game. The Pathless is on sale for $13.99 as well. Rollerdrome is on sale for $9.89. Once again, that's the lowest price we've seen it at. So if you're an old school Tony Hawk fan, you're definitely going to like Rollerdrome. So check that out. Morbid, the Seven Acolytes, is on sale for $2.49. That is a very great price. So check that out on PlayStation. Transistor, on sale for $3.99. Absolute steal for a Transistor, $3.99. Check that out. West of Dead is also on sale for $3.99. Check out our episode on that. Jack Move is on sale for $9.99. Black Book is on sale for $9.99. That is a great game. Really interesting concept and lore. I think it's Slavic lore, and there's all kinds of witchcraft, and it's like a deck-building game. Really like that game, so $9.99. Great price there. Lamentum is on sale for $6.39. Sparklight is on sale for $3.74. Jotun is also on sale for $3.74. Check out our episodes on those games. Book of Demons is on sale for $2.49. Those of you that have that Diablo itch for a nice kind of budget price there, $2.49 for Book of Demons is a great deal. Dandara is on sale for $2.99. I do not think I've ever seen this game priced so low. absolute steal. Dandera is a fantastic, unique, traversal Metroidvania game. I absolutely recommend it to anybody who's into that genre, or even not. It's really just such an interesting concept and great story, great lore. So check out Dandera for $2.99. Through the Darkest of Times is on sale for $4.49. That is also, I think, the lowest price we've seen that game for. So check that out. Nova 111, a recent episode that we just did, that is on sale for $1.99. That is a great price. Absolute steal for that game, especially on Vita, cross-buy on Vita. Great experience on the Vita. Hotline Miami is on sale for $2.49, and Hotline Miami 2 is on sale for $2.99. I will always beat the drum about these games. Great prices. If you've never played them, absolutely jump on them. Journey is on sale for $7.49, and Darkwood is on sale for $8.99 for PS4 and $10.79 for the PS5 version. All right, let's get into some Switch sales. First up, we have Death's Gambit. That is on sale for $10.99 for the next 3 days. Great price for that game. Really love that game. Check that out. Citizen Sleeper is on sale for $9.99 for the next 4 days. Dodgeball Academia. Love this game. Fantastic, especially if you're an old school role-playing game fan, if you love the Paper Mario series. This game has so much character. That's on sale for $9.99 for the next 10 days. Absolute steal, even for 10 bucks. That is a steal for this game. So much content, really satisfying to play. Dicey Dungeons is on sale for $3.74 for the next 2 weeks, 14 days. So plenty of time, check that game out. Really great roguelike, not even a fan of the genre, but I love Dicey Dungeons. Unsighted is on sale for $7.99 for the next 10 days. A Hat in Time, $14.99 for the next 10 days. Great price. That is an absolute steal for a fantastic masterclass in 3D platforming. Hat in Time, $14.99. Book of Demons is also on sale on Switch for $2.49 for the next 5 days. Infernax is on sale for $13.39 for the next 10 days. That is a great game, beautiful ode to Castlevania. If you're a fan of those old school Castlevania games, you will love Infernax. Astralagaster is on sale for $2.99 for the next 8 days. Atagami is on sale for $5.99 for the next 1 day, so you gotta jump on that, as well as Sparklight is on sale for $3.74 for the next 1 day. So check both of those out very quickly. And then, as we just talked about, Railbound is on sale for $2.59 on Switch for the next 10 days. So if that sounds like a cool puzzle game, and it is a cool puzzle game, so definitely if you're interested in that genre, check that game out for $2.59 for the next 10 days on Switch. And finally, let's talk about some Steam sales. And for this, we go to SteamDB. On sale on Steam right now is Into the Breach for $7.49 for the next 4 days. That is a great, great tactical role-playing game that's kind of got this roguelike vibe to it. Definitely love that game. $7.49 is a really great price for the next 4 days. Iris and the Giant is on sale for $8.99 for the next 2 days. Through the Darkest of Times is on sale for $2.99 right now. And as far as I can see, there is no end date to this, so I don't know how soon this will expire. But I think this is the absolute lowest price I've seen this game for, $2.99 for Through the Darkest of Times. Check out our episode on that. Narita Boy is on sale for $2.49 for the next 11 days. That is a great price for this game. $2.49, it's a steal. It's a really nice experience. It's not the most kinetic in terms of action or anything like that, but a really nice story there and great vibe, great colors in that game, great music. Definitely worth $2.49 for the next 11 days. Darkest Dungeon is on sale for $3.74 for the next 7 days on Steam. Carrion, which we just talked about, is on sale for $5.99 for the next 4 days. And of course, Hotline Miami 1 for $1.99 and Hotline Miami 2 for $2.24, both for the next 4 days on Steam. And then finally, Journey is on sale on Steam for $4.49 for the foreseeable future without an end date to that sale. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Stay tuned for our next episode to see what new games we found for you.